You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Wednesday, the 26th of August. I'm Marie Keyworth. Now, over in the US, one of the leading officials in the Federal Reserve has said there's less chance of the country moving to higher interest rates because of that recent volatility in international financial markets. But while stock markets in China and Europe have been falling, on Wall Street, they've gone in quite the opposite direction. The Dow Jones Index closed 4% up, making it its biggest single-day gain for 4 years. Now, to find out what's behind this sudden turnaround, I spoke to Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street.
Two things. The first one is that it probably sold off too much 2 days earlier, so some of this is just a reset. The other one is people have had 2 or 3 days to digest the idea that China is going to go out of business. And I think it's occurred that it's not going to happen that fast. And also, it's not unusual to have a slowdown in the Chinese economy. People act as if it's the only recession-proof economy in the world.
So is there a sense then, in fact, in the markets in the U.S., that in fact what's going on in China isn't as bad as we feared?
I think it's two things. The first one is it's not as bad as we feared. And the other one is that the U.S. and Europe can get along without China growing at 10% GDP every year. A lot of that anxiety has sort of receded into the background.
Events in China are having another knock-on effect in the United States, namely in perhaps pushing back the date for that interest rate rise that's been anticipated, at least for the end of this year.
Yes, there's a lot of talk now that the Federal Reserve will not raise interest rates. But if you look at today's market, it would seem that there's a lot of optimism, which is good for the economy, but it's bad if you don't want interest rates to go up.
So what do you think the likelihood is that interest rate hike will be pushed back?
Very low. Most people believe that this would go on forever. I think September was the likely date, and I think September is still the date.
Doug McIntyre, and as we've been hearing, the Dow is up 4% at 16,285, and in London at the end of the day, the 100 share index is down 1.7% at 5979.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.